You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. So many different ways our well-being is being impacted right now, and so many different ways we can address that. So this week we're talking to Paulette Grotrian. She's a certified mindful self-compassion teacher, mindfulness-based stress reduction teacher, and a founding member of the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness. Thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
With everything going on in our world right now, and you being a self-compassion expert, how can we apply that, or how can we make use of that as we all sometimes struggle to get through the day with everything going on?
It does feel like we're in a perfect storm right now. So much is going on, and the world as we know it doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
I even heard the term lifequake, and it feels like that. It feels like the ground has been knocked out from under us. So I think we're all looking for ways to cope with this extraordinarily difficult situation and time. And mindfulness and self-compassion offer us some coping skills, some ways to ground ourselves, to stay as healthy as we can be, and even content.
How would you describe what we're talking about when we talk about self-compassion?
There's a course, Mindful Self-Compassion, that was developed by Kristen Neff, who is a researcher, University of Texas, and Chris Germer, who's a clinician in Boston. There's a lot of research and science behind this. They've included three elements in mindful self-compassion. The first one is just to notice that this is a difficult moment. So to be in touch with our emotions enough to know that we're actually having a hard time, that's not easy. A lot of times we want to stuff it inside or deny.
Or suppress it, perhaps?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hard emotions are difficult to be with. So that's the first thing, just to know that I'm having a hard time right now. Secondly, to know that we're not alone. The common humanity of all of this, clearly other people have suffered in the way we're suffering. Other people have experienced this difficulty. So it's helpful to know I'm not the only one going through this. The details might be different, but still, other people have gone through what's hard for me right now. And, you know, during this time of COVID, so many of us feel isolated and alone, and it's just really helpful to know I'm not alone and to be, you know, we're connected now on Zoom. A two-dimensional life, but any way we can be connected, we're not alone. Others feel this way too. And then the third piece is really the self-compassion piece. The quintessential question is, what do I need right now? You know, I tend to be a problem solver, and so I skip right over that part. What do I need right now? Asking myself that question has been a life changer for me, and learning some skills to comfort myself. You know, it might be some soothing touch, like even giving myself a little hug. Can't hug others right now very easily. So just giving myself a little hug is soothing and comforting, and saying some nice words to myself, like, what would a friend say to me who saw that I was suffering, and can I offer those words to myself? The other day I was having a kind of a hard time, and I thought, oh, you know, I really want to call so-and-so. And then I thought, well, you know what? What would she say to me? And then the words started to come, and then I offered them to myself, and I felt better. That's kind of how it works, learning those skills to take care of ourselves.
Giving yourself a break is sometimes how I like to put it.
That's Perfect.
But yeah. What about for those of us who have a problem putting ourselves first or might even think it's selfish?
Sure. Yeah. This is so interesting. In the Western culture in which we live, that's really hard for us. We're very good at taking care of others and putting others first, and not so good at taking care of ourselves. So it's really not selfish. It's the idea of putting, like on the airlines, putting your own mask on first, and then you can help your child or someone next to you with that needs some help. There's a saying, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So if you give and give and give and give until you're empty, you really can't give very much to other people. You don't have much kindness or compassion left. So we fill ourselves up first so that we're really coming from a place that's a little stronger, a place that's more compassionate, kinder.
And do you think that this is something that women and men would benefit from, a stronger sense of self-compassion?
That's a really good question. Kristen Neff, the lead researcher on all of this, is working on fierce compassion.
Fierce compassion?
Yeah. She calls it the yin and the yang. So the compassion is caring and kind, and that's all true. But also, the fierce compassion, it can be motivating. It can help us draw upon our inner strength, our inner values, set some boundaries. Even learning to say no is an act of self-compassion. I'm learning that myself.
I was going to say, we need to repeat that. So learning to say no is an act of self-compassion. It's okay.
Yes, it's taking care of yourself in a kind and compassionate way.
We mentioned that you're a teacher, and do you have some online courses coming up that we could possibly partake in?
I do. I have a short course in mindful self-compassion coming up in September. It's going to be on Thursday mornings, 10:30. I'm going to do a free session just explaining it on September 3rd, and then starting September 10, 6 Thursdays following, 90 minutes on Zoom. And I'm also going to offer a course in October for healthcare providers, mindful self-compassion for people in healthcare who are particularly finding themselves drained right now and needing some skills to care for themselves.
We'll put links to all of those on our webpage, WEMU.org, with this interview as well. Paulette Grotrian, thank you so much for talking to us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. My pleasure.